Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of sukkah, and we're going to move to the halachas of sichuch. So the main part of the sukkah is the schach, and that's really what defines a sukkah to being a sukkah. It's important to point out that the sukkah, the schach, should be put on for the purpose of being tzeil. You do not need to make a sukkah l'shem l'chag, which means that I can make a sukkah for the summertime, for the purpose of giving me a little bit of shade from the sun, and I could use that for the sukkah as well, because it was made the same sale, but it was made more than 30 days before the sukkahs, so there are going to be halachas that it should be made the same the Yom Tov as well, or you should be mechadish b'dover, you should add something new, you pick up some of the sach and put it down again before Yom Tov. But assuming the average case a person is making the sukkah, we don't have that case. Average case a person is making the sukkah, the shame, the purpose of the sukkah. So the fact you're making it more than 30 days before the Yom Tov is not problematic. You're making the shame sale. The shame sale also means that you're not making it for the purpose of tznius. I want to make a private place where I have walls and something on top so people can't see in. I have a private place to do something. So it's not there to act as a protection against the wind or the rain, etc. It's there to create privacy. That would not be kosher. That's the only sole purpose why you're making the sukkah. That sukkah would not be kosher for sukkahs. Similarly, if a person makes a sukkah as a place he wants to live in the whole year, he lives in a warm enough climate that he could do that. He's been living there the whole year. So that would not be kosher either. When a person puts the sichuch down, so we need to make sure that it covers the sukkah well. The minimum amount that it has to cover is what's known as tzeltzum merubah, that the majority of the sukkah is generating shade, not allowing the sun in. So tzeltzum merubah mechamtza, there's more shade than there is sun coming in. We define tzeltzum merubah not by the shade and the sun on the schach, but rather the shade and the sun on the floor. So in the middle of the day, where the sun is overhead, and the sun is looking straight down, do you see more shade on the ground than sun, or do you see more sun than shade? So you have to have tzeltzum merubah. There should be more shade on the ground than sun on the ground. A person, the chachkila, should make the schach thin enough that you should be able to see at nighttime, be able to see the stars. If you can see just the kechavim, gedolim, and not the average size stars, but the large stars, which can be even be seen sometimes by daytime, that's not our goal for the chachkila. The chachkila should be thin enough that you can see average size stars, which only are visible at nighttime. If a person made the schach thicker, it is still kosher, unless it reaches a point that it's so thick that rain cannot enter. Now, we say rain is able to enter through the schach, even if it takes some time for the water to trickle down from the top of the schach, it's a very thick schach. And it takes some time for the water to trickle down from the top of the schach into the sukkah. As long as eventually the rain drips in, that's called that it's still kosher. It's not a chachila, but it's still kosher. If it's so thick that even if in a regular sized rain, no water is going to come in, so there's a gzeir d'rabbanan to make that case possible. Because of gzeira, the person might end up eating in a house. He said, well, what's the difference between a sukkah, which is so well protected, and the house, which is so well protected? And he might come to mistakenly eat in the house, which is the wrong thing to do. So therefore, we make a psul d'rabbanan in such a situation. The sichuch that a person puts on should it should not be attached. It should be considered aroy. It should not be attached to the top of the schach with nails or something of that sort, because then you're getting closer to the idea of making a roof as opposed to just making a sichuch. One last point about the din of thickness. The Mishnah Berurah does say in a situation, there is a sheet which says as long as the sun will come in during the daytime, even though you can't see stars at nighttime, that's the chatchila. And the Mishnah Berurah suggests relying on that, if people live in a place where it tends to get cold during sukkahs, so a thicker schach will keep a person warmer than a thin schach where the wind can get through, etc. So if the person's going to be more comfortable sitting in the sukkah in that situation, so that becomes the chatchila, since during the daytime you'll be able to see the gaps that are sufficient, even though at nighttime it's thick enough, it's so thick you're not going to be able to see the stars. So it would be the chatchila, Mishnah Berurah says, in the places which are tend towards being cold. Have a good day.